Vicky, stay with us. Let's hear from Mike Davidson, head of the Core Issues Trust. But you've also got a personal story because you went through gay conversion therapy yourself, Mike. Why was that?
Well, I was a man conflicted in terms of my sexual identity and the feelings that I experienced. I never identified as gay, but I certainly knew the phenomena of being attracted to the same sex, and I was unhappy with it. But I married, and as I went on in my marriage, I realized there were issues that I needed to deal with. And I very fortunately was given access over a period of about 2.5 years to a psychiatrist and two psychotherapists who respected my goals and worked with me, certainly challenged me, but enabled me to achieve the level of existence that I was happy with.
And so you stayed in your marriage to your wife.
Yes.
And you were able to somehow quench your desire to be with a man. Is that right?
I certainly had to deal with my issues. And yes, I guess you could say that there is a certain amount of suppression in this. I would say that most human beings on one level or another have to learn to suppress certain things. And for some people, suppression, you know, is something they don't want to hear about. But for other people, it's a discipline that has been useful in their lives. I don't think we can write it off just because there are feelings there and people don't want to go with them. I think we need to allow them the opportunity to do that.
So you are part of this trust now, which counsels gay people to help them, as you see it, turn away from that, are you?
These are individuals who don't necessarily identify as gay, but they have the feelings and they're not happy with this idea that there's no choice, that you simply have to go with this. And if you don't, you're inauthentic or insincere or actually a plain liar, according to some activists. And they want to be taken seriously. And that's the space we provide for them. We take them seriously and give them the support that they're looking for, which is not, you know, actually, there's a de facto ban on this. There has been for some time in the country. So it's very difficult to get help in this area, but we fill that niche.
Vicky, do you think that's misguided or it's okay?
I think it's really harmful and damaging. And I think actually it's about going back to the actual roots of why anyone would seek these therapies out in the first place. And many of these people are actually coming from a religious background or a kind of sociologically, religiously influenced background that believes being gay is wrong or sinful. And I believe, Mike Davidson, if I could ask you directly, you actually do believe that being gay is a sin.
If you're asking me as a Christian,
if
you
Christian,
want
yes.
to have a theological discussion, I'd be happy to do that. But the majority of people I deal with...
It's just a simple question, though.
Do you believe that being gay
is a sin? That's just a direct question, yes or
of
no?
Of course I do.
Well,
yes,
I think that then underpins everything that you offer. And to me, that actually is incredibly harmful to say that the way someone is primarily wired is sinful. You've got vulnerable people seeking your services and you're coming in with this incredible bias that believes that the way that person is made is actually an abomination to God.
The thing is, Vicky, we don't start there. People who come in our direction know that we stand for orthodox values. They come because they want to see what they can do to move away from practices that they have found to be harmful. They've lived a gay life, and for whatever reason, it hasn't worked. So they do know where we are coming from. Many of them are not Christians. They might come from a secular point of view, or they might be social conservatives. But I think they have a right to
be
able to
explore these issues. I think also I have a right to say what your teachings have done to me.
Sorry, can I finish what I was saying?
Go on.
I think they have a right to be able to be taken seriously and to be listened to and to explore the possibilities that are open to
Vicky,
them.
Vicky, is the danger that this goes so wide that somebody won't be able to go and have, I don't know, a chat about their sexuality and their concerns with a psychologist down the road?
I think the key thing is that people are approaching people who are unbiased and who have, you know, the usual standards of equality and diversity that we would expect in any normal profession. When it comes to someone like Mike Davidson, he has actually got no medical or psychological qualifications. He has a PhD in education. And actually, the Advertising Standards Agency in the UK actually warns that anybody offering medical or clinical services should be very careful about using their academic title in a kind of medical or clinical context, because it's very misleading. So people could come to someone like Mike thinking he's medically trained. He was actually banned from psychotherapy training because of these specific views he holds on being gay. And someone like me could come along and actually have their life ruined. I mean, I ended up, like I said, suicidal, depressed, anxious, with an autoimmune disease from stress, because someone like him told me that being gay was a sin.
Yeah, Mike, one of the issues, I guess, is when it involves younger people. And if you have a child who's beginning to think that they might be gay, and if we accept that that's a matter of identity and not a disease or anything like that, then if someone comes along and says that's an abomination, that would destroy them if they were serious about their beliefs.
But hold on here. Nobody has said that that's where we start with. In counselling, people come and they talk about their life experiences and they look for the opportunities that are available to them. It's not true to say that to go to a registered psychologist or psychiatrist in the UK means that you are being received by somebody who has no bias or no ideological perspective. And that's the point that I'm trying to make here. Fair enough, we can have different points of view. But what we've managed to do in this country is to make sure that there is no dissent. So there is viewpoint discrimination within the medical services and within the mental health environment.
Understood.
And may I just finish here? The point is, it's not for want of trying that people seek to be qualified. You're not allowed to qualify if you hold a certain point of view. This is viewpoint and ideological discrimination, and that's the problem.